It's a little something from Robbie Williams and Maxi Jazz, chiming in with One Giant Leap. On 91.3 WYSO, it's called My Culture, and on that note, the perfect way to welcome my in-studio guests this afternoon. Members, in one way or another, board member and esteemed elder with the Dayton African American Culture Festival. First, my pleasure to welcome Amaha Selassie. Thank you for being here.
Greetings. Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks so much for coming, and it's been a treasure to meet you today, Olori Alashe.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming. You got a pretty big event, pretty big gathering of people that kicks off Saturday at Riverscape Metro Park, the Dayton African American Culture Festival. And Amaha, could you tell us a little bit about the mission and the notion of this gathering there in the heart of downtown Dayton?
Sure. This year's theme is a family affair, culture matters. And so what we're doing is trying to create a festival to kind of pull our community together and to embrace and celebrate our rich cultures and the gifts and talents that we have in our community, along as a way to bring people together. So, you know, if you haven't seen everybody for a little while, kind of like into the summer, just reconnecting.
A little bit of a reunion
in addition
to everything else.
Right, yeah. Right. And so we have a wide variety of acts and talents from the community, and we have people coming in from Cincinnati and other places that are going to share their musics and talents.
And this notion, it's the idea of sort of celebrating the community that we are, the village that we are, and the heritage that brings us to this moment in our African American heritage. But not just that, this notion of community. Several really cool events, but I want to first welcome Olori Alashe. And you are an elder in this. Tell me a little bit about how you view this festival and how you view your role in it.
Thank you. Actually, I got involved by knowing Amaha. A couple of years ago, we had a couple of occasions to be in interaction that had to do with cultural things. And so earlier this year, he asked me to help participate on the organizing committee for the Elders Council. So that's how I got involved, and we worked on it. And we had our induction on Monday, the 19th of August, over at the Ebonia Gallery, which is in West Dayton. That's a studio operated by Bing Davis, who's a well-known artist in the area.
Yeah. So the notion of elders is prominent, really, in this. Not just elders, but the generation. The notice that the young ones being born will have the benefit of this wisdom, and plus this notion of the passing down of knowledge.
Absolutely, we wanted to make sure that we reinstitute for those people who never had it an intergenerational approach to dealing with our community. We have problems, we have gifts, we have lots of skills, and we need to use an intergenerational approach for getting those things together. There's too much of the news about negative things, but we wanted to use something positive.
It's very fitting that one of the first events is the celebration of the elders, and that'll start at 3 o'clock. The event gets underway at noon at Riverscape.
That's right.
And then at 3 o'clock, it'll be sort of a welcoming, an introduction to the elders.
Yes, the elders will be presented publicly. The rituals were a private set of rituals with a nice group of witnesses that was part of the process for actually being inducted. Each person had to not only have a history of working in their communities, but they had to have at least three people of note who would come and publicly testify that each member that was being inducted was worthy of being on this council. So that happened. There were some other smaller rites, including in the ingestion of some condiments. And then, yes, and we were presented with our titles, of which Olori Alashe is the title that I received. And we were presented with a staff or an emblem of our eldership in this committee. So that happened.
I really appreciate ceremony as far as these passages in our lives. I think rites of passage for young men is extremely important. And some of the angst and the anguish and the feelings of not being able to burst through is because we've sort of lost this this marking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You, young man, welcome over to this site, and there's a ritual and there's a ceremony involved. So and a recognition
the
as a community.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's so important.
Absolutely.
I just really appreciate that vibe and that notion. And that's a big part of what this the DAACF is all about, isn't that right?
Right, because we're trying to move from just having a festival. This is our fifth year, and every year we have the festival, and then we kind of rebuild and regroup. But this year we talked about how can we extend this village concept and make it more of a way of life and really incorporate it and infuse it. And that's why we're talking about culture matters, because within social transformation, culture is the hardest thing to shift, but it's also the most powerful thing to really create a new community and a new way of life. And so we're trying to instill the values and connecting. We know that the elders and youth are the foundation of a community. And so how to bring them together and develop mentoring programs and just ways to keep this interaction going and try to pull the community together and our resources and our assets and our gifts and talents together to really create a healthy, vibrant community.
A great place, to, by the way, to check if you'd like to find out some more, maybe about how to engage or definitely about what's happening this weekend. Go to www.daacf.com. That's daacf.com. That stands for Dayton African American Cultural Festival. And Olori Olashe, you have in the Council of Elders sort of coined a new term that I appreciate quite a lot. You consider yourself to be a member of the Dayton Africana Elders Council.
Yes, we use the term Africana as opposed to African American because it's all inclusive, and we wanted to include the African descendant people, regardless of whether they were born in the United States or if they were born in Cuba or if they were born in Trinidad or if they were born
in
Nigeria
or
Belize
right.
or wherever. So we're not making those lines of demarcation based on the accident of where you were born. Okay.
And so
that's right. Right.
Happenstance.
Right. So that's why we use that term, Africana. And a couple of our members were actually born on the continent. One, Dr. Trey, who's the chair of the African American Studies Department at Sinclair, was born in Liberia, and Mama Nozipo was born in Azania, which is popularly called South Africa. So we didn't want to make them African Americans. They're not. And Africana covers the people of African descent in the diaspora, wherever they are.
I like the term very much. There's a nice, really lovely cross-section of events and opportunities to engage at this two-day festival. Again, it kicks off tomorrow at noon at Riverscape Metro Park. And in addition to some drumming, I'm always it's like drumming. You hear it from far away and you just walk toward it. You're just drawn to it. So tell us a little bit about the drummers from Burundi.
Yeah, we got the Burundi drummers coming, which if you haven't seen them yet, it's a treat. They are incredible. They've been working very hard, and they got an exciting show of drum and dance and acrobatics, and it's an amazing, amazing experience. And they're going to be forming actually three times. They're going to be part of the opening ceremony, which will be at noon. They're performing. We have three different stages, and they'll be performing on the youth stage at 2 o'clock, and then again at our African wedding at 5:15.
Which brings us to the next point: a very interesting opportunity to see a ceremony,
right.
A ritual, an African wedding. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's going to begin about 5 o'clock. We got an elder named Omope. She's going to be performing the ceremony, and it'll be instilled with drum and dance, and it's an amazing experience. It's always been one of the highlights of our festival.
Now, is this a replica, or will there actually end up two people married when this is done?
This is a real marriage.
Two people are actually getting married.
This is a real thing. Yeah, we put out a call normally around January and see if there's anybody getting married. This year they actually approached me. They were like, you know what, we're getting married. I was like, yeah. They're like, well, we like getting married at the festival. I'm like, oh, great. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, Basim renewed his vows 1 year. I think it was last year there or two years ago. So yeah.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. You'll be in attendance.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there. Yes.
It's going to be quite an event, a great opportunity to celebrate culture, remind ourselves of what we have in common. We have always so much more in common than
absolutely.
We ever are different.
Right.
It's always going to be true, too, and we should never forget that. It's www.daacf.com. That stands for Dayton African American Cultural Festival. That's daacf.com. Find out a little bit more about this amazing event that's coming our way. We're speaking with the board member, Amaha Salase, and also Oloru Olashe, who definitely you see your role here as being sort of a conduit from the one generation to the
next.
Oh,
absolutely. And that's a perfect segue about our mission statement, if I could read it briefly.
You bet.
Okay. The mission statement for the Elders Council is developing and promoting our consciousness of the importance of the interrelationships among elders, adults, and youth to achieve and increase our appreciation for everyone's contributions to the community and to the development of Dayton's Africana community. That's our mission statement.
I like it. It's like Americana, it's Africana. Mm. I really, really appreciate that term. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. Indeed. Thank you for coming out today. I have a feeling there's going to be quite a turnout. I hope it's good. The weather's supposed to be very nice at Riverscape Metro Park. And I do hope that you will point your browsers to www.daacf.com. Again, that's DAACF, the Dayton African American Cultural Festival, this weekend. Gets underway tomorrow at noon at Riverscape Metro Park. Amaha Selassie, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Oh, if I can mention one thing.
Oh, you can.
I forgot to mention about the Brazilian drummers. So at 6:30, we have a Brazilian workshop where his name is Baba Charles. He's going to come in. And this is it's a workshop for the entire family where everybody, he has all kinds of drums and bells and
percussion things.
Yeah, all kinds of percussion instruments.
Big and small.
Right. And then he passes them out to the crowd. And then so everybody gets an instrument. And then he teaches all our individual rhythms. And then we learn how to play it together. And we actually close the ceremony with a parade that he creates, or we all create together as a closing. And it's amazing. Like he's become my official closer every year because it's just so it's so incredible. Yeah,
it's like a demonstration of coming together.
Right
there.
Wanted to say one little thing that the festival starts Saturday, not tomorrow. The
25th. I'm sorry. It's in my mind.
It's the 24th and the 25th.
Yeah, because we have Sunday. We have a gospel and worship program over at Mega Baptist Church's campus. And that's all day Sunday. And there'll be food and merchandise vendors throughout both days.
Very good. And I forget. Thank you for that correction. Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday at noon.
All day. Noon till 8. And then on Sunday at the Omega Baptist Church campus on Harvard.
And there's information about that at the DAACF.com. And I'm sure there'll be information at Riverscape on Saturday about the events on Sunday.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amaha, Olori, Olashe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate you having us on the show.
Well, you bet. Thanks for this good work and keep it up. And each of us, if we just keep radiating the notion of community, I think we're going to get ourselves so beautifully down the road. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much.
Look up more for your own on DAACF.com. You're listening to Excursions on member-supported public radio. This is 91.3 WYSO.